Welcome to another edition of Love Notes with Dr. Nicole Beasley. It's morning here, and there are many birds singing. Maybe I'll move us closer to the window so you can hear. And the light here is especially beautiful. The light is coming back. Spring is here. Letting in the light. I had a really nice sit with Spirit the other day, in which I was shown something about what I have created. If we go back to the garden and the seed metaphor, sometimes we create out of fear. And when we do so, what grows is often painful. One of my first long sits was with a teacher from India, and he talked about planting bitter seeds versus planting mango seeds. When we plant bitter seeds, we do so innocently. None of us mean harm, but we do harm. Doing my very best. I made choices out of fear, and now I am experiencing what has grown from those choices, and it is hard. So much compassion. To me, this is the meaning of karma. Karma is not a punishment. It's the way life shows us. In a way, it's the way life grows us. I am allowed to experience what I create so that I can grow. Doing my very best, I moved out of fear. I planted out of fear. I created out of fear. And now I feel that. I feel what has grown from that. So here is the opportunity. Staying still in discomfort, being very present with what is arising without straining away from it, in a way, aligning yourself with the experience of love in the presence of what is painful, is shifting out of your karma. And it is hard. Putting down fearful thought, recognizing that you're in fearful thought, refusing to take actions that are not in alignment with wisdom. All of that takes both intention, awareness, and grace. Any self-recrimination is not coming from wisdom, does not support growth. In a very funny way, self-recrimination supports the creation of more painful karma. When we make choices out of fear, it's often because we're lost in what I would call conditioned mind. My favorite monk might call self-hatred. But I think everyone would call a lack of wisdom, fearful thought. If you, like me, are reaping what has grown from painful, fearful choices, be so sweet with yourself. Notice the beauty that's all around as you walk up the hill. We might be walking up for a long time, but we're getting stronger. It's a beautiful path, and it's the only path we can be on. We are just where life wants us to be. Be so much love to yourself right where you are. In the hardest moments, hold on to your own hand. You are loved. You are love itself. Nothing can change that. Until the next time, may you be well.